Well, good morning. It is Saturday, June the 15th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm J.D. Walt, and this is your wake-up call. And you know what it means when it's Saturday? It means we have a Holy Spirit story. We have another powerful one today. It's entitled, The Power to Bless in the Midst of a Mess, with Rebecca Beard. Our text today, this Saturday, as always, is Acts chapter 1, verse 8. I call it the great combustion. You know, we have the great commandment, which is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your strength, your soul, your might, your everything, right? Love your neighbor as yourself. We have the great commission, which is go, therefore, into all nations, making disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. Know that I'm with you always to the very end of the age, teaching you everything I commanded you. You know, that really can quite succinctly and comprehensively and simply be brought down to love the great commandment, right? Love the Lord your God. And love your neighbor as yourself. That's what discipleship's goal is the infusion and the inculcation of love at the core. And then we're prepared for the great combustion, right? Acts 1:8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. The word of the Lord. So right there, you've got the whole curriculum of the Christian faith and life. The great commandment, the great commission, the great combustion, when the fire touches the wick and the beacon is lit. Agents of Jesus. You see, disciples must become agents. Now consider this. Today's Holy Spirit story comes to us from Rebecca Beard. Rebecca is from Peoria. This story is full of faith and faithfulness. It gives us a picture of a pure-hearted faith moving in bold love. I can guarantee you that everyone present on the day this happened has never forgotten it and likely still talks about it. It is powerful. I hope pastors who read today's story will be encouraged as to the surprising ways people do take their works and their words seriously, and many follow through on their guidance, I should say, our work and our words and our guidance. I know it encouraged me. I hope you'll click on the listen button above, as the recording is truly special, and you will see why if you can hear it. You can also read the story in Rebecca's own words in today's email. Of course, you'll be hearing it now shortly in her own voice.
A few years ago, when I was working in the fast food industry, I was challenged by one of my pastors, Greg Fish, in his sermon, Blessings and Curses. In it, he said we often curse people and don't even recognize it. Our curses may not be just four-letter words or blasphemies. They can include actions or inactions. They can even be by withholding blessings from another. He went on to say that we need to bless others and be blessed by others, because it speaks life into us. He shared ways in which we can bless others, and then he concluded with a challenge to bless 5 people over the next week. I took that challenge to heart and prayed about how I might bless others. God laid it upon my heart to bless my store manager. I knew him to be a believer, but the work environment was secular. I was afraid to come right out and bless him, so it took me until Tuesday to ask him if it would be all right if I could bless him at work. He said it would be okay, but duty called him away from the moment. I was glad because I really didn't know what words to say. Saying a formal blessing seemed how more ordained than my status. I prayed about it, and God answered me with an idea. On Thursday, my next work day, I determined this would be the day I would bless my manager. Normally, it was one of our busiest days of the week at lunchtime, and on this particular day, things seemed a notch above the normal craziness and stresses of the job. I watched for an opportunity to impart my blessing. I was in the back, doing dishes, glad to be apart from all of the hubbub. Then I heard the manager call my name, telling me to bring out a mop and bucket. Oops, there must be a spill somewhere. As I rounded the corner with the mop and bucket, I saw the spill. In the middle of lunch rush, the maintenance guy had pressed the buttons on the fry machine in the wrong sequence, and the fry vat had emptied onto the floor. My manager was standing there, feet shoulder-width apart, fists on hips, and a glare in his eye, looking fit to be tied. The maintenance guy and I went to work cleaning up the mess. It probably took us a half an hour to clean up the mess, but we finally got the job done. There was a lull in the customers. I put away my mop and bucket, walked back up to the manager, looked him square in the eye, and asked him if now would be a good time to bless him. With a look of resignation in his face, he agreed as if to say, "Yeah, I could really use a blessing right now." I wanted this blessing to be for the manager, assistant manager, and crew, not necessarily for the customers. So I positioned myself with my back to the eating area facing the staff. I am a better choir member than a soloist, so to control my anxiety, I closed my eyes. Then I lifted up my voice and sang, "The Lord bless thee, the Lord keep thee, make his face to shine upon thee, and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace, and give thee peace." Blessing of Aaron was a song I had memorized from my community high school days. We had used it as a prayer in a public school on our field trip one year. Later that same year, after baccalaureate service, which was the last singing engagement with the seniors, a large group of us met at a sit-down restaurant and sang it as a blessing in the last hour of the day. This is where I had the inspiration to, instead of speaking a blessing, to sing a blessing. And it seemed most fitting for me. As I sang the song, I could hear the other parts in the choir from years ago singing with me, giving me support. When I finished, I opened my eyes. The assistant managers had gathered around and applauded. What an affirmation. But the best part of all was that a peace you could feel, God's peace, filled the store.
The prayer. Father, thank you for this story of simple obedience and the bold faith, and what a picture of your love it gives us. In Rebecca's singing in the midst of that messy restaurant, we can hear you singing over us in the midst of our messes. Come, Holy Spirit, and infuse this kind of faith in us to do the unconventional, to break with our norms, and to get out of our comfort zone in the interest of blessing other people with the very blessing of Christ Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The journal prompt. Have you ever taken this kind of risk and gotten out of your comfort zone like Rebecca did in today's story? What happened? Are you inspired to be more bold now? And for our hymn today, we're going to sing a spiritual song. Remember, we got a rhythm going. We're singing a psalm on Sunday, a spiritual song on Saturday, and we're singing hymns on Monday through Friday. That's a pretty good clip. We're going to sing Sanctuary today. We'll sing it through twice. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. And Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Amen. Well, gang, it's Saturday, sowers, and it's a little bit different pace maybe for some out there. Different people will cross paths with, but it's a great day to slow down, hopefully, and become attuned to the soil of the hearts and homes around us, the people. Remember our word sonder that I learned from my daughter Lily years back? That sense of becoming attuned to the reality that everyone you meet has a life going on, and they're an entire world that's spinning, that's just as complex, maybe even more challenging, as interesting, as multifaceted as your life. We can get so caught up in our own worlds. To sonder is to break the rhythm and pace of that and become attuned to that reality in other people. People you know, people you don't know, just recognizing. I mean, we all hear the saying, you know, be kind. You never know what the people you're meeting are dealing with in their life. Don't you love today's story? Rebecca just sort of threw convention to the wind. It's kind of like, you know, she hopped in a crowded elevator and just started talking to everybody. When you do that, it imprints people. I mean, she sang a song outside of the context where songs get sung, and she sang it in a most vulnerable and personal way. You just can imagine the portals of heaven opening up and pouring out blessing as she sang, "The Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace." I mean, even the act, just what the whole thing she was talking about of speaking a blessing to people, it's kind of fallen out of fashion, if it ever was in fashion. But it's arresting, and it's powerful, and it's kind of unforgettable. You don't have to sing it, but I mean, if you feel led, go for it. I'm trying to picture myself doing that. But just the whole construct of like creating a moment and asking a person, could I speak a blessing over you, into you, through you, and then doing it, that's something. That's a sowing right there, friends. That's a seed sown. So if you're feeling bold, maybe if you're not feeling bold, just take a risk, right? You know how we spell faith out here on the Wake Up Call. R-I-S-K. Take a risk. That's what faith is. And that's what pleases God. And that's where he's ready to meet us. From the sanctuary to the streets. Every single day. We'll put a period right there today. Maybe a comma. Pause, and then you can get your seeds. I'm getting mine. And I'll see you on the field. We'll see you tomorrow, Sunday morning, with a psalm, a meditation. We'll sing a little bit. We'll get ready to meet together in the house of God and worship. It'll be good. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.